Kindergarten daven sech de Shabbos daf kufnun alav beginnen mit alav beginnen chayz de masl beginnen with the Gemara. Hi, this kol shani rishoy b'chashichasa. Whatever I'm allowed to wait for nightfall, rishoni b'merase, I'm allowed to talk about. That's me boyle. That's the words Abishol should have used. Which I'm going to explain that why is it if Abishol was going to Risha, that it sounds like that happening in the Gemara, then we could have made the nightfall dependent on the saying. In other words, we had the teaching of Abishol that says whatever I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to wait for nightfall. So the Gemara is in doubt. Which words of Tanakhama is he talking about? If he's going to Risha that says that, oh, from the Tanakhama that you're not allowed to wait for nightfall to hire workers or to bring payers, and on that, Abishol is going to say a klal to extend that and say whatever it is that you're not allowed to tell your friend, you're not allowed to wait for nightfall. So it should say whatever I'm not allowed to say, I'm not allowed to wait for nightfall. And not the way Abishol says, which is in the positive. And if he's going on the Sefer that says, oh, but you're allowed to wait for nightfall to just watch your payers. So, and he's coming to extend that. He's coming to say that, so too, then you're allowed to tell that to your friend. So it should say, whatever I'm allowed to wait for nightfall, I'm allowed to speak about. And not to say whatever I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to wait for nightfall. Because that's just coming to add on, which wasn't mentioned regarding the saying. So the Ibn Taisa has the following question. It says, Temahav, it's a wonder, this point, that we're saying the difficulty, if it's on the Sefer. Because the Chiparach Leil, when the Gemara previously had asked that if you think that Abishol is going the Reisha, the Gemara's question was, hi, this kol she'eni Rishoy b'mirasi. What if I'm not allowed to say any Rishoy b'chashichasi? I'm not allowed to wait for nightfall. Me boilet should have said it. Not in the positive, but in the negative, because it's going on the word Tanakhama, which is coming to say what's Aser. Now, that was the Gemara's question, but Machal, the inferences. The Abit sound hochi, but it sounds like, oh, and if that would have said those words, Habasar Shabbat, it would make sense. What do you mean? But the Gemara has a question on that, on he when it's going on the Sefer, but you're making the waiting for nightfall dependent on the speaking, but no one speaks about speaking. It only says about waiting for nightfall. So even if you said in the negative, it still wouldn't make sense, because how could it make sense if no one said anything about a mirach? It said, and that's the situation. Nobody, what you could say is Hasim Shani. No, there, under if it's going, the ratio is different. Because do I have a Tali Tanya with Delay Tanya? Like those are the words of Rashi, that you would not be making something that's dependent, which is saying, on something which doesn't even say. Because actually, the Mira Namitunilel, because regarding the type of speech that you're not allowed to say, that we already actually learned once before, that says Lo Yemo Adam L'Chavei Sach L'Pon, a person cannot tell his friend to hire workers in. Ah, so therefore, you could say whatever I'm not allowed to say, I'm not allowed to wait for nightfall, because we already did once speak about that. But if it's going to Sefer, then you're making something which does say, you're making as if that's dependent on something that we didn't talk about. Because the heter amir leitani, regarding the permissibility of speaking that we didn't say, but regarding the permissibility of enable that we did say, so that's what we're saying, you should have said the opposite. Whenever I'm allowed to wait for nightfall, I'm allowed to wait for speaking, but actually on the ratio, actually what you're saying, what you're not allowed to do, actually that would be make sense if we said, next says Matzah begins with the Gemara Lo Masei Bekoi. Truthfully, it's going in the Sefer. But so then, what do you mean? No one said about anything about speaking. So the Gemara, it's going because Amar Vidim or Shmuel, because everyone knew the halacha of Shmuel that he says Muta Adam Lam Lechaver Person. Allowed to tell his friend Shamali Paris or Betchumah. Watch for me, my Paris in your boundary. Which says can explain that Abishol that says whatever I'm allowed to say is going on the Mishnah actually, and not on the words of Shmuel. Because we said that it was based on the principle of Shmuel's teaching that says that, yeah, you're allowed to not only wait for nightfall by the Tchum to watch the parents, but you're also allowed to tell someone else. And that's just Taisin Ava Pishahu Eina Yochel Leilich L'Shomron, even though he himself cannot go ahead since out of his Tchum and go ahead and watch it on Shabbos. But Yochel Leilich L'Chaveh L'Shomron, he could tell his friend to watch it even on Shabbos because his friend is allowed to, he's not doing anything forbidden by watching it. Now, the Gemara says that this is based on the Halacha of that this is what Abishol meant to say when he says, whatever I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to wait for nightfall. In other words, just like you're allowed to tell your friend to watch the parrots, you're allowed to wait for nightfall. Now, what's bothering Taisa is, in the Mishnah we learned that you're allowed to wait for nightfall to watch your parrots, and it doesn't say you're allowed to tell your friend to watch the parrots. If so, so how could you make something which is taught in the Mishnah explicitly depend on something which wasn't taught, which essentially that's what sounds the most answer is, but Taisa has a difficulty with that, and to say that just like you're permitted to tell your friend, so you're permitted to wait for nightfall, it should have said, just like you're permitted to go for nightfall, you're allowed to go ahead and tell your friend, which essentially was the Gemara's question. So then Taisa says that actually, Masnitin, Abishol in the Mishnah, that says that whatever I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to wait for nightfall, it's not like the Gemara is saying, as in the simple understanding that it's going in the words of Shmuel. Now the Hachakim, this is what the Gemara is saying. Kosha Nizaki Bamirasa, whatever I'm allowed to speak about, Kugoin, which is actually going the next Mishnah. To be involved in things that you need for the bride and for the dead person. And you're allowed to tell your friend to do it tomorrow. And that's what Abishol was going on from that Mishnah to our Mishnah. Then I'm allowed to wait for nightfall. And that's what the Gemara means when it brings in the teaching of Shmuel. It's different for sure for what I'm allowed to speak about today. Meaning to say to do today, which is to tell someone to watch my parents in your boundary, that even though I can't go there today, the Muslim after love, that's what we're bringing in the teaching of Shmuel, that for sure that's something that you could wait for night for that too. But again, it's not really dependent on Shmuel. It's really, Abishol is going based on the next Mishnah, and he's bringing that into the halacha here in our Mishnah. Next stage method begins with the Gemara, wait for nightfall by the boundary to bring in an animal. Shmuel explains why it's not a contradiction in the different texts that some have the Gersa Machshichem and some have the Gersa E Machshichem. Because Taisa says, yes, Shvarim the Gersa Machshichem. Actually, some texts that the Gersa is that you could wait for nightfall for the boundary, for the animal. And the reason is, Levishim Yeshem Bogin Mhoilech Mavir, because if there would be hot, you'll want to go ahead and bring it in, because no problem at Chum. No, but the Septa Gersa E Machshichem, but in the Tesepta, and as we have in our Gemara, it says that you're not allowed to wait for nightfall. It's not difficult. It's not a contradiction. I mean, so what you could say is the Iri Behemoth, the Brisa that says that you cannot wait for nightfall is Toma Behemoth She'enichoy Lo Bregla that can't come by its own on its own feet. Going blood cotton like a small little lamb. Elim Ken Yisur Bokasav unless you carry it on your shoulders. Ah, Shafal Yish Machitzes because there, even if there were walls and even if there were Borgadin, Elim Shah Lo, you wouldn't be able to bring it because the Asla Talta Malachayim Shemukzim now move living animals because they're Mukta and therefore, but the other Brisa that says you would be Toma animals that could walk by their feet. So next says the master begins with the Gemara, Nachri Shei Bechalil Meshabbos, regarding a non-Jew that brings flutes on Shabbos. Well, Yisben Yisrael, a Jew cannot go ahead and use it for the Levaya to eulogize with. So he's going to explain that really this Isser is only Bechdei Shiyas, and not like Rashi says it's forbidden forever. Because Taisa says, look at Pesha Kodesh, it's not like Rashi explains Shepesha Lamas that he says this story is forbidden forever. But the Parakh of the Gemara, from the fact that the Gemara asks, Abbe Asa Nachri Aron Bechavale Keva. If a non-Jew goes and makes a coffin and makes a grave, so the Mishnah said you're covered by Yisrael. You could bury a Jew in there. Why is it like that, that the Jew can bury it? You should at least have to wait. Here also, you should have to wait b'chdei shi'asa. The amount of time that it would take to do the malacha, you have to wait that amount of time on the Shabbos. That's the stage of my command. What does it mean also? What's also going on? Ilav dekoy chalil, and it's not going to other halacha v'nishna of the flutes. So you see that the flutes itself, that the Gemara is comparing it to and saying, why is it permitted right away? It should be us at least b'chdei shi'asa, that the flutes are only b'chdei shi'asa, not la'olam, the way Rashi says. Okay, never, therefore, rather it seems as Taisus, the least ben me'yisov, this is what we say, the Jew cannot eulogize with it, hayna ad k'dei shi'avoyu, that's about the time that it would take to go ahead and bring those flutes. And the reason why it's not forbidden forever, why is it different than the grave which was dug for the Jew, which is forbidden? Because the stam chalilim, because generally flutes, in mavi nois and l'shem odemecha, it's not brought for just one person. L'shem kam and others, brought for many different people. So therefore, that's like a grave that was dug in general, which then we say, you're allowed to bury matzah Shabbos. Therefore, it's only with the asa, the she'asa, and not asa la'olam. Then next says, the matzah begins with zigmar, elm kem bom makam karv, unless it came from a close place. So we explain that why we saying that it's permitted. We learned in the Mishnah that regarding the flutes, if it was brought makom karv, it's going to be permitted. It says, "Tame the rabbi." It was wonder to my teacher. Okay, so even though it's not a problem, b'tchum, what's up? That came from a close place. Hello, Yivim Derech Rosh Hashanah. He's bringing through the street. Umali are in the kevish and asvah Shabbos. But why is it any different than the coffin and from the grave that was made on Shabbos, which would say it's forbidden to use on matzah Shabbos, even though it was from a close place because there was isedam with it. Umali chalim shul b'derech Rosh Hashanah. What's the difference between flutes that's brought through the streets and even though it's not from a far place, it should still be also because of isedam was done for it. That's what tells you so much. You can say is the hevi memokum karav loy mahani kokach ba'asa. It was brought from a close place. Not only was there no problem with tum, you're also not really benefiting so much from the malacha that the non-Jew did. So they're not an isra of having hana. Whereas by a coffin and a grave, you're really benefiting from what the non-Jew did. And therefore, that's why they would be forbidden. And here, it would be permitted. Tim next says, Master begins with the Gemara, Deka Masnin Kavasid Shmuel V'chul. The Mishnah, precise reading of the Mishnah seems to indicate like Shmuel, etc. You're covered by Yisrael, say the Jew could be buried over there. Oh, Mr. Baker Shah, obviously we see that. When it's a situation of doubt, the way Shmuel said regarding the flutes, it would be permitted. Actually, it's not a proof of my Mishnah. They're not to have this curse in the Gemara. Because the way we have the Gemara that Shmuel said, even if we're in doubt if the flute came from a far place or not, it's permitted to use it right away after Shabbos because we're tight that it came from a close place. The Gemara is arrived for Shmuel from our Mishnah. that said that regarding a non-Jew that made a coffin or a grave, the Jew could use a rabbi went to Shabbos. And even though we don't know, maybe he did it for Jew, maybe he did a non-Jew. So you see that with Toilin, the suffix is lahakal, what the non-Jew did. Never, that's like Shmuel. Which Tais says, it's a wonder. Where do you see from over here to support Shmuel that we see that when the situation of doubt is going to be permitted? But what do you mean? Well, make me love. But the Gemara actually shortly is going to explain that the reason why we're allowed to use the grave is because it's by a highway. The Bible tells Nachri Asid because for sure it's done for a non-Jew, not because of the situation of doubt. It's not being arrived from here to Shmuel. No. So therefore, me, I'm a Rebbe. However, my Rebbe says, you're right. The legacy that we actually should not have this girsa of this halacha of a Mishnah to support Shmuel, because it's not a riot at all. And also, we look at Sinan B'Simach and Libra, we also don't have the Girsa shortly that says, Tani Kavasei, that we have a price that says like Rav, which would bring a Rav from Mishnah Shirin to Rav, actually, the support is to Shmuel. And Gamma Pirsha Quinn's legacy, and also Rashi ends up saying that not to have that Girsa. Aloch Gisin, Rav, the Girsa is, they cannot misneaten, that actually the support is from that Mishnah, like Shmuel, from that Mishnah Shirin. That tells us, if you ever see that Jews and non-Jews live in there, and there was a bathhouse that was heated on Shabbos, which are Mishnah Mesech Nashirin, which it derives from a Yehuda Omer, that he says, if there's a nobleman, you could bathe in there right after Shabbos. We see that we go ahead and we suspend it, that's permitted, because we said that maybe it was done right after Shabbos. And that's the right to Shmuel, that's so too regarding the fluids, we should suspend it and say that it's permitted. But to say, that he was right outside the wall, and didn't come from out of the Tchum, Mipi Rabbi, that's my teacher, but you're right, from the Mishnah itself is not a support for Shmuel, because actually the Gemara ends up explaining it as a case, that's not a suffix, but rather that it was definitively done for a non-Jew because it was on the highway.